Ladies and gentlemen of Dwala Talk Nation, welcome back for another episode of your favorite podcast made out of CrossFit Dwala. Today we are meeting with the one and only Dr. Jess Nelson. We're going to talk a little bit of chiropractic care. It is a big subject that comes up in CrossFit very, very often. It's something that Corinne and I are constantly preaching to you guys. So we brought one of the very best in the business out to chit chat with us, answer some of those main questions that we've heard coming from you guys, and kind of throw away some of the maybe preconceived notions you have. So without any further ado, here is Dr. Jess Nelson of Vibrant Chiropractic.
Hey guys, thanks so much for having me today. So what I'm here to talk to you guys about is what chiropractic is and how it relates to you as CrossFitters. I have been doing CrossFit personally for just under 7 years, and I got into chiropractic actually while I was a paramedic in inner city ER in Denver, and I was working with emergency care and spending every day going 100 miles an hour. I was putting myself through undergrad college, and I was CrossFitting regularly. I ended up hurting myself moving a patient at work and was unable to really get in and out of the car, move my hip. My activities of daily living were just completely destroyed. I was having a hard time working, doing my job, working out, spending any free time, doing anything that I really wanted to. All of the fellow orthopedic docs that I ended up seeing didn't have any answers for me. We took an MRI. They wanted to do exploratory labral surgery. I really wasn't sold. And one of my coworkers had a boyfriend who was a sports chiropractor. He actually takes care of the Denver Nuggets, which is super cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And I went and saw him, and I was better in 2 visits.
So was that your first? That was your first visit to chiropractic?
That was.
So wow. How old were you?
I was 21.
Wow. 21. I think I was 5 the first time I went to a chiropractor.
That's awesome. That's
I know. Young. I started young.
I love it. So before that, I hadn't really been exposed much to chiropractic. I didn't really know what it was or who saw it outside of people who had bad backs.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a bad back. I just had a bad hip.
That's definitely the stigma that chiropractors get is when I was younger, my dad, who was in a plane crash when I was 6 months old, broke his back, his ribs, all this stuff. But he would go see a chiropractor. And so in my head, it was always, oh, it's for people who have bad backs. Like, that's a chiropractor. But that's it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the only thing they do.
Yeah, but that is so false.
It's so false.
It is so false.
So false.
Not just a bad back.
And before we dive into it, guys, I just have this funny story that I want to tell. And my mom will definitely appreciate this one. So going back to when I was 5 years old, and this just popped into my head, and I could not finish this podcast without telling you guys this story. So I remember sitting in the corner of the chiropractor's office. I wish I knew his name now. He probably is glad that he doesn't remember me. But I was sitting in the corner, and I remember my mom was getting adjusted, and she's always had a really bad shoulder from traveling. And so when he was adjusting around her shoulder, I remember she kind of whimpered like it really hurt. So being the protective son that I am, I went up to Mr. Chiropractor Man, and I was short. I was only 5 years old. So when I punched, So when I punched him, and I haven't punched that many people in my life, but when I punched him, it landed in what we will call the danger zone, in case we have any children listening to this podcast. So truly, my first interaction with a chiropractor was fighting him when I was 5 years old. Since then, later on down the road, I had worked with other chiropractors, and I had not punched any of them. So I have a pretty good track record since that first day, but it's something that still sticks in my mind, and I'm almost positive that chiropractor probably thinks about this to the day. I doubt too many young children have punched him down there before. But that's just one thing I wanted to kind of tell you guys, a funny story. Before we dive into, Dr. Jess is just going to tell us kind of what she sees as chiropractic care, kind of a loose definition, but as a chiropractor, what she sees as her service. So we're going to jump back to Dr. Jess, and she's going to tell you a little bit about what is chiropractic care.
That's hilarious. Thanks, Jake. So chiropractic care is the restoration of your body's normal biomechanical functions through specific adjustments to the joints in either your spine or extremities. So throughout our day-to-day life, we tend to develop imbalances and dysfunction, abnormalities, and we can get restrictions in the joints so they don't move the way that they're supposed to. So my job is to correct those, restore motion, and sometimes eliminate pain in that process, and then let your body function the way it's supposed to so that you can continue to perform, recover, repair, CrossFit, live your best life. In short.
Awesome. Yeah. And so for those of you that are sitting at home and are thinking, okay, well, so if I have, you know, a problem with the range of motion caused by, I don't know, like breaking your arm or breaking your leg, it's not just those kinds of issues she's talking about. It's things, you know, when you're sitting at work all day and you're slouched over typing at your desk all day, or text neck. That's like a new thing.
Huge.
You know, you're sitting there on your phone, you're extra hunched over, like lurching forward, trying to text your buddies, Facebooking, Instagramming, we're all guilty of it. Or even more subtle things, you know, if you're on the phone all day and you're talking, maybe you have like a crick neck from maybe having the phone between your shoulder and your ear. Things like that, even moms. I have moms who, when they carry their kid on their hip on the right or left side, they'll get, I think it's called mommy wrist or mom hip kind of thing. So day-to-day life can affect your alignment.
Absolutely.
And a lot of clients don't realize that the things you do outside of the gym sometimes impact you even more than the things you're doing in the gym, because it's a chronic issue where the gym is just 1 hour a day. You have 23 hours left in the day that you can be either helping yourself out or making things worse. So chiropractic care.
You can throw off your sleep. There's a lot, you know, there's a lot of issues that can come from that chronic pain or those chronic issues.
Exactly. Absolutely. So Dr. Jess right now is going to talk to us about the importance of stress on the body and how chiropractic care can help keep that under control.
Right.
Or keep you healthy.
Yeah, absolutely. So stress comes in all different forms. It isn't just, oh my gosh, I have this huge deadline at work and I'm scrambling to try to get everything done. Stress comes in the form of chemical, body stress, emotional stress, physical stress. So while working out is one of the best things you can do and can actually help relieve the other types of stress, it's still stress on your body. So doing things like getting adjusted on a regular basis and eating well and sleeping enough are all things that you can do that's self-care that will help you better maintain your stress levels and respond to your environment, right? We are evolving, self-sustaining beings here that just need to keep going and keep adapting to our environments, because that's when we get sick, is when we can't keep adapting to our environments.
Right. And I remember one of the first times I had a client come in, actually their clients here, Alethea and Mark Hall, they have two kids, and they have, and I think Mark has a few more that we don't all know in here, but I know one time Alethea came in here and she said, oh, Easton's getting sick, so I brought him to the chiropractor.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well, that's strange, because in my head, normally if I get a cold, I go to a traditional MD, but a lot of colds these days aren't necessarily treatable with antibiotics, they're viral, so getting an adjustment, getting yourself realigned might help expedite the process of healing faster than going and getting antibiotics. But that being said, you know, antibiotics are appropriate when necessary, but
absolutely.
That was my first time seeing, oh, chiropractic care is not, it's not just about getting aligned for my fitness, but it's also getting aligned for my health and my immune system too.
Right.
Which is also a stress too.
Yeah, absolutely. And all those nerves that you have that come out of your spine go to different organs and muscles. And so in order for your body to be working at its optimum, all of those nerves need to be doing their proper jobs.
Mm-hmm. Even those of you that maybe suffer with anxiety or depression, once upon a time I had actually hurt my upper back, and it gave me a lot of anxiety at the time. But I remember after every adjustment, I would actually have a sense of calm, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And my chiropractor, this is down Atlanta, had explained to me, you know, those nerves that where your back injury was actually traveled through to whichever nerve endings control your heart rate, anxiety, that kind of thing. So that's super interesting how that works.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. In terms of injury prevention, what does seeing a chiropractor do for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we have imbalances and maybe joints that aren't working the way we're supposed to, or even an injury, and say your knee is injured and you're leaning a little bit to the side, but you don't necessarily realize that it's a subconscious compensation of your body to try to get away from that pain. If we can restore some normal function to that joint and keep you moving, then you're less likely to get injured in the long term. It also makes you more efficient in your workouts, right? Mm-hmm. If you were leaning away, you're going to be slower. You're not going to be performing the way that you probably could. Your time just, it's not going to be
there. It's going to take away from optimal exactly. performance. Right. It's kind of the way that I like to think about it. Is anytime you're out of alignment or fighting against that injury, is you're just not performing at your what should be or could be your best.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
A lot of professional athletes do see chiropractors consistently. Yeah. You said you worked with the Denver
Nuggets, so the basketball team.
I remember, and when I was at UGA, the gymnastics team would all travel and see my chiropractor in Athens.
All the football teams, the pro football teams, teams, they all have a chiropractor on the staff.
And if you think about it, you know, after you play a game or you have some kind of competitive event, mm-hmm. a lot of times adrenaline takes over and you might push your body to a place it doesn't normally go to. Mm-hmm. So a chiropractor would help kind of put things back where they belong.
Yeah.
So you can get back to training.
You can recover.
You can recover faster.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one of the only reasons I was able to play as much sports as I did growing up was being a wrestler and a football player. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing way to put your body out of alignment. Smashing into another human at full speed or picking up the human and slamming them onto the ground or getting slammed.
Yeah.
You're constantly out of alignment. So, Dr. John, if he hears this, Dr. John Shad, he has been a longtime chiropractor, but he was the chiropractor that I saw every single week, and he kept me running, just kind of how Jess helps us now. It's one of those things that for me was vitally important, something I didn't miss a single week of, and it was kind of cool because I got to miss school once or twice a week.
Now we have a few more questions we want to cover, but before I ask them, I kind of want to ask Dr. Jess, from your perspective, working with CrossFitters, do you see any benefits of CrossFit for people? Like when you have patients that are non-CrossFitters versus CrossFitters, is there a noticeable difference in their health? I mean, if there's not, then it is what it is. But I'm just curious, being a coach, I've been doing this for 7 years, I'm biased, obviously. I feel like our clients are very fit, very healthy human beings. But mm-hmm. you as a practitioner, you see everyone, moms, dads, CrossFitters, non-CrossFitters, kids, whatever. What are your thoughts on the benefits of CrossFit and overall health?
Oh my gosh. CrossFit, well, we all know CrossFit is constantly varied functional movements performed at variable intensities.
And I'm actually...
And that...
Sorry, I just want to say that I'm asking this because a lot of times I will have clients go to a chiropractor mm-hmm. and the chiropractor will say, oh, CrossFit's stupid.
Right.
So I just want our members...
And more than likely that chiropractor doesn't go to a gym, doesn't work out, a lot of them will truly, they'll just believe, oh, just do the chiropractic care, you'll be good. And thankfully, you have, it's all about, and this is any type of doctor you find, whether it's a physical therapist, a chiropractor, an actual general physician, you need to find somebody who understands what you're doing and why you're doing it. Because you can find plenty of people that are going to be contrary to what you like. But at the end of the day, it's your life. And if you want to do this certain style of training, you should find a doctor who's going to help assist along with that process.
Yeah. Right, right. So in your words, is CrossFit a healthy habit to do for overall health on combining it with chiropractic care? Is it beneficial?
Yeah. Absolutely, because life is constantly varied. You're not doing the same motions every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are to an extent. You're getting up and out of chairs. You're picking things up off the ground. Mm-hmm. But every day is going to bring something different.
Yep.
So if you are training in a functional way that lets you perform at your best and get through your day-to-day life and makes your life better, absolutely.
Then it works.
Yeah, my CrossFit clients are my favorite clients.
Ooh. So this brings me to the next question of... when you are looking for a chiropractor, this is to all members, because Dr. Jess does not practice here. You know, she's in the Atlanta area in general. But if you're looking for a chiropractor, what would you say clients should look for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you need to find somebody who is familiar with what you're doing on a day-to-day basis with whatever training that is, you know, whether that's Olympic lifting or if you do jiu-jitsu. You know, you need somebody who's familiar with what you're doing, the stresses you're imposing on your body, how hard you're training, and the effects of that. So some common things that they see maybe associated with people who do stuff like that, or way we can prevent injury going forward. I think you just need somebody who you resonate with, number one, who is knowledgeable and can help you attain your goals, because that's what it's about.
And having a chiropractor that when you tell them, hey, I'm a collegiate rower, or hey, I'm a gymnast, or hey, I'm a pregnant mom, that they are familiar with those things so they can better treat you, right?
Absolutely.
Next question is, and this is a common one that I get from a lot of my clients, is just like they ask me how often should I work out, how often should I see my physical therapist, how often should I see my chiropractor, right. Which is that's a very flexible question.
Yeah.
But I'll let you answer that one.
There is no quick and easy answer to this one. It honestly, it just depends. So it depends if you have something that you're working through, maybe an injury that you are rehabbing and trying to take care of, or if you're just maintenance care. But maintenance care can look a little bit different. So, you know, CrossFit Games training maintenance care is once a week because you are putting your body through so much. So you need the self-care to manage the stresses that you're putting on it, which is the working out stress and your ability to recover and bounce back. So I don't have one general blanket statement, but it's directly proportionate to how you're living your life.
Right.
Yeah, and I'll even hop in here. So going back to kind of my football days, and so my senior year leading into the season, coaches had told me, you know, it looks like you're going to get a college scholarship, and the only way to get a college scholarship is to actually play. And unfortunately, I had some bulging discs, which is now why I no longer have those discs in my back. But during that time, I was seeing my chiropractor twice a week, and that was what was needed. And again, I'm not telling you if you have a bulging disc to go play football and then proceed by wrestling. Please don't. But I was young, I was stubborn, and it is my body, and I chose to do that. But at that time, I was seeing Dr. John twice a week, you know, and now I might go once every week or once every 2 weeks. So I think going back off of that, it's all based on, and that's what's going to come with the relationship with your chiropractor. If you meet someone who's honest, they're not going to just try to take your money and say, you need to be here every single day. They're going to be honest with you. And all the great chiropractors that I've worked with, everyone is honest about that. They're not going to bring you in more than you need to. They're going to get you under the schedule because they want you to work long-term. Just like our clients here, we don't want people to have injuries or illnesses or anything. We want you for the long-term, not for just 1 month. We want you for one lifetime.
Another question on my list for today is, and this is another common question that I get from a lot of my members at Dwolla, is what is the biggest difference between what a chiropractor can offer and a physical therapist can offer? Because there is a line between both of them. Although sometimes it does overlap, which is just, there is overlap, but there is a line, so to say, in terms of what a physical therapist could offer versus a chiropractor at some point, right?
Yes. Yeah, I mean, we definitely do some similar things in terms of rehab, and there are some physical therapists who do perform something that is similar to a chiropractic adjustment, but chiropractic adjustments are very specific. They're very targeted at the nervous system and making sure that your nerves and your spine and your joints are all functioning properly. So I think that chiropractors and physical therapists are great complements, and they do a lot of really similar things and can work really well together in terms of keeping you healthy and injury-free. We just approach those things a little bit different.
From a different angle.
Yeah,
though.
Exactly.
Yeah, and just to give you background on myself, I've been to the games 3 times now and to regionals 5 times, and competing at that level and for so many years, I would see a physical therapist and a chiropractor at the same time.
Right.
And from my end, it was, and when I would go see a chiropractor, it was really for my adjustment. They would put me back in line. They would do sometimes do a few stretches or yeah, muscle release work, and then I'd go see my physical therapist, and she or he at the time, because I've had several, would either do dry needling. Sometimes they would scrape or not scrape depending on what they were doing or not doing. So it just depends on really the view and perspective of that practitioner. Some practitioners believe more in other methods than others. So if that makes sense, yeah. It also comes down to what you respond to best as a person too.
Right.
So just like you have a favorite CrossFit coach, which is obviously me, to all members, not anyone else. And you may respond better to one person more than the other. It's the same thing with recovery care.
Yeah,
you
absolutely
might have someone you resonate a little bit better with, and that's totally fine.
They all bring different things to the table too, you know, different knowledge
exactly
sets and experiences. And,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that
it's
all
great
goes back to just finding the doctor that you want to work with, you know, the one that you have the comfortability, you know, being comfortable around that doctor and understanding, you know, what they're saying and what they're attempting to do. So I think, I think that's for anybody that you're working with, you need to find somebody where you feel comfortable. Because again, that's for Corinne and I, that's We don't go to regular doctors. We see chiropractors and physical therapy. We don't need pills. We don't get sick often, but that's because we're taking care of our body. Right. We keep our body in alignment. We make sure we're staying away from major injuries. And again, my back is kind of a pre-existing injury, but for the most part, you know, we don't get injured. We don't have all this because we make sure we're taking care of our bodies, not only with our nutrition and our training, but it's about, you know, rehabbing the right way and making sure you're recovering. And that's something we've always been big on. We've done chiropractic and PT and
sports massage therapy.
We've done cryotherapy, and these are all things that I think have time and place and are totally awesome. And again, that's kind of why we wanted to bring you guys a podcast on chiropractic today, because it's something that we totally believe in, other than when I was five and punched that one doctor.
So if you guys would like to get in touch with Jess, she is in the Atlanta area. We can forward you her contact information. You can email us at crossfitdwala@gmail.com, or you can email her directly at vibrant, that's a V-I-B-R-A-N-T dot Cairo 1@gmail.com.
Cool.
All right. That's great. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Jess. Awesome. Thank you so much, Dwala Talk Nation. Thank you for tuning in again for another podcast. We will have even more coming up in the next couple of weeks, so stay tuned.